Hello, Tribe. I was feeling inspired to share how I make intuitive decisions in my life and give you an easy 24-hour challenge to help you connect to your own intuition and find the answers that you're searching for in your health, your life, your love, your business, whatever it may be. So listen to the end to hear all about my upcoming program, Intuitive Soul School. This program is almost half full already, and we begin September 23rd. Let's get started with making decisions the intuitive way. Welcome to the Healing Uncensored podcast. My name is Sarah Small, and I'm a health and mindset coach for women with autoimmune disease just like you. I absolutely love helping you tap into your self-healing power, uncover the energetic side of healing, and release limiting beliefs around your body and your life. Think of this podcast as everything you wouldn't hear at your doctor's office. It's a place for empowered souls to move beyond food and heal themselves on a soul level. I hope you enjoy today's episode. Now let's begin. Hello, beautiful souls. Welcome. I just want to hop on and hang out for a few tonight. So I've heard so many people come to me in group programs and just on social media and say, I am stuck in this analysis paralysis. I don't know what to do. I don't know which decision to make. I have all these options out in front of me. And there's a sense of overwhelm. And there is this anxiety behind what decision you should make, or you could make, or you need to make. And what I want to talk about is really just how to make decisions in this intuitive way. So that when you make that choice, you make that decision, it is with confidence, it is with grounded energy, and not that anxious, oh shit, is this the right choice energy. So those of you listening live, let me know, are there decisions in your life that you feel like you're struggling to make right now? Are there decisions that you've had a hard time making in the past? And so I want to begin by challenging you to, over the next 24 hours, really take notice of this. Take inventory of your life, and I'd love for you to write these down. And the first thing I want you to take notice of is the decisions that you make over the next 24 hours. So whenever you listen to this recording, or you're listening live, start now. And then for 24 hours, I want you to notice, what are the decisions that I've made? And we make decisions every single fucking second of every single fucking day, right? So we make the decision to get out of bed in the morning. We make the decision to brush our teeth or not brush our teeth. We make the decision to take a shower or not take a shower. But we also make decisions that are less of our routine and just hygiene and self-care. And we make decisions to go somewhere. Maybe you book a trip, or you are deciding to go to the store today versus tomorrow. Or maybe you're deciding that you want to hire somebody, a coach, or maybe there's a new practitioner that you're deciding that you want to work with. And then we eat every single day as well, right? Unless you're fasting, you eat every single day. And you make those choices as well. You make these choices on, what am I going to eat today? So there's all of these decisions that we make, and that's why I'm just having you take notice of this for 24 hours, because you're going to find that if you really get to the nitty-gritty of that, there's going to be pages and pages of decisions that you make every single day. So you can focus on some of the bigger ones, like, what did I choose to eat today? What was that choice? Did I choose to make my own food? Did I choose to go to a restaurant and eat food? Did I choose to go visit a friend, or did I cancel plans and not see maybe a friend you were planning on seeing? So first, just take notice of this. All of these decisions, and again, there are so many of them. And then I want you, on a different piece of paper, again, this can be in life in general right now, decisions that you're having trouble making. So what are the things that you're feeling stuck on right now? Where in your life are you having this anxious energy of, is this the right choice? What should I do next? What is the best path for me? Yes, no, maybe so, right? So what are some of those decisions that you're having trouble making? It might be that you are looking for a coach or a practitioner, and you're having a hard time figuring out who is going to be the best person for me, who is most aligned with my energy, who's going to give me the biggest transformation. If you are a health coach or you run your own business, it might be that you're having a hard time making a decision on what you're going to launch next, what program you're going to launch. Do you write the book or do you launch the group program? What am I going to post on social media today, right? Even these really small things. So one of those decisions that you're having trouble making, it can be in our love life as well. You know, what guy do you want to go on a date with? Or maybe you're playing the field right now and you're trying to figure out what guy's right for you. Who is your soulmate? Who is the energy that you want to spend time with? And so there are all these decisions, number one, that we make every single day. Number two, just take notice of which ones feel more challenging to you. Which ones are coming up in your energy body as kind of stuck or heavy, or there's just a lot of anxiety around like whether you're, air quotes over here, you're right or wrong, or that decision is right or wrong. And then the last thing I want you to do over the next day is notice what advice that you're giving other people. So we do it all the time, and sometimes we're asked for advice, and sometimes it's more unsolicited, right? And so I want you to notice what is the advice that you've given people recently, and especially over the next day. So once it starts coming out of your mouth, you're going to be like, oh yeah, I'm keeping track of this today. And it may happen more or less than you maybe expect right now. Some examples of this might be if you're talking to a friend and you know, they're really overwhelmed and there's a lot going on, they've got this complicated relationship and work is stressful, and then they've got some health challenges, and your advice to them might be to take some space for themselves. And so I want you to just write down, what is the advice that you've been giving people lately? Is it for them to take space for themselves? Is it to maybe just ride something out, give something more time, like don't rush and just take a step back and don't make this decision right away? Maybe it's around food, right? I think a lot of us tend to give unsolicited advice around food. And maybe you're telling a coworker who's complaining of gut issues, you know, okay, well, stop eating dairy, don't eat gluten, cut out all those inflammatory foods, processed foods, eat whole foods. So think about some of the maybe food advice you're giving people. Or maybe another coworker is coming in every day and they're like, oh my gosh, I'm just so tired all the time. And you're like, hey, why don't you just rest? Like, go rest, take a break, like take some time off, or try to go to bed earlier tomorrow night or tonight. Or maybe can you wake up 30 minutes later? Do you need to wake up at the time you wake up? Or it could be the opposite, where you're giving them advice, hey, wake up 30 minutes earlier in the morning so that you can get all that stuff done, and then you're not so stressed about it later in the day. So we give advice a lot, again, solicited and unsolicited, and I just want you to notice this. I want you to notice, what is the advice that you're giving people over the next day or so? And you can reflect back, you know, maybe you've already given someone advice today as well, and you can add that to your list as well. So I want you to take notice of those three things over the next 24 hours. And this last one, the advice that you give other people, this is intuition's way of speaking through you. And so when I tell my best friend that she should just slow down, take a break, don't rush it, that's intuition's way of also telling me that maybe I need, it's hard to admit to ourselves sometimes, but maybe I need to slow down, take a break, don't rush things. So when you're conscious of the advice that you're giving other people, then we can see it in a new light. And we can realize that this is really just intuition speaking through us, and it's advice for us. And it is reminding us, our higher self reminding us of what we need to do to take care of ourselves. And it's just channeling through us. So what I hope for you over the next day is that as you bring more consciousness and awareness to these bits of advice that you are giving to other people, that then you look and you reflect at that list and you take your own advice. You take your own advice and you read it over and you let it sit with you. And you ask, you can ask questions. You can ask, you know, why do I need to receive this message right now? What is coming through to me? Or what is the deeper message here that I'm giving other people that really I need to receive on my own? So I want you guys to try that out. And I want you to come back and post tomorrow. And you can do it in this thread or just in the Autoimmune Tribe Facebook group. And let me know how that goes for you. Again, decisions that you are making over the next 24 hours. Decisions you're having trouble making. And advice that you give to other people. And what I hope you might find is that those decisions that you're having trouble making, I'm going to give you 4 ways right now to intuitively make decisions in this aligned, grounded way, working with your higher self. But you might also find that some of the advice you're giving other people apply to those decisions that you're having a challenge with. So you might also just take your own advice, because all of the answers, sisters, all of these answers are already inside your soul. You have the answers within you. Your body is so intelligent and so wise. All of that is already in your body. Yes, we can speed up the healing process by allowing somebody to be our mirror, or hiring a coach, or going to see a practitioner, or doing massage therapy or energy work. All of these things are so amazing. But ultimately, those answers are not in other people and the advice other people give you. Those answers are in your body. They're in your cells. Your body already fucking knows. So trust it. Trust it, trust it, trust it. So here are 4 ways that I make decisions the intuitive way, that I listen to my intuition as well, because that's part of the challenge. Sometimes we hear our intuition, but we don't listen to it. We don't take action based on our intuition, and instead we ignore that nudge, that gut instinct, those goosebumps, those butterflies in your stomach, that clear knowing. The clairs are our different psychic senses, and there's many of them, some of which being clear taste, clear smell, clear touch, clear knowing, clear feeling. And when you are shut off to those and not listening, then it's going to be, I don't want to say hard, but when you're shut off, you are not open to receive those intuitive nudges. When you open yourself up, some of these decisions that might have felt really, really challenging for whatever reason, all of a sudden just become easy, because your body just knows. It already knows. It already has those answers. So the first way that I make in my decisions personally, and this is all practical ways I do this in my life, is to trust the niggle. And I love this way it's worded, and this is from Rebecca Campbell's, one of her new Oracle cards. I can't remember the name of her deck, and it's not in front of me right now. One of you knows. I'm sure you can post it. Her new deck, it's something about light workers, I believe. And one of the cards says, trust the niggle. And what this means is to trust what I just said, really, that gut instinct, that feeling in your tummy, that feeling in your hands, that sensation in your third eye, wherever it shows up for you. So we have to begin by noticing, where does our intuition show up? And this is a big difference between fear. So when you notice that you are afraid, that you are maybe stuck in that analysis paralysis out of fear, where do you feel it in your body? Is it this like churning of your belly where you're just, there's anxiety just roasting inside there? And then what does it feel like when you have made a really aligned decision that's been what you felt like was like the best choice for you, sent you on a path that felt really aligned or divine timing? And then where did that show up in your body? Did that show up as a warmness in your chest, like this heat on your heart? And just taking those moments to be aware of what does fear feel like in your body and what does intuition feel like in your body, number one, helps you distinguish what is fear and what is intuition, because I think many of us are afraid that our intuition is actually fear or fear is actually intuition and vice versa. So when you know, okay, my intuition comes to me in a warmth in my heart, or maybe it's in your belly. Fear doesn't have to be in your belly. This is so unique to each of us. So maybe intuition is actually in your stomach, but instead of this churning, like, oh shit kind of feeling, stomach drop out of your soul feeling, maybe it is more of this like comforting feeling in your belly, or that gut instinct that says yes. I often feel it personally in my hands and my feet. Like, my extremities are really sensitive for some reason. And when I am making a decision or I'm feeling anxiety or fear, I'm very unsteady and stable in my hands and my feet. When I am grounded and connected to my intuition, those sensations in my fingers and my toes completely disappears, and I feel like I am comfortable in my body and I can actually sit here still. So that's going to be different for each of us, but if we can trust that feeling and also get to know, like, create this intimate relationship with that, then you know it better and you can listen to it and trust it. So that's the first way that I like to make these intuitive decisions. The second way is one that I've taught in some of my courses, Intuitive Soul School and in 21 Days of Healing, and it's called muscle testing, or also known as applied kinesiology. And this is something that many practitioners also use, and I personally use with clients and with myself. This is actually one of my favorite ways, especially if there's anything that's unclear about that niggle, that feeling, that sensation. It's like I go back to my muscle testing as like this second opinion of my own body. And so when I do the muscle testing, you work with your subconscious. You work with parts of your brain that have programming in them. And so we're tapping into that programming. Like I said, your body already has all the answers. And what you're doing is simply asking your body a question. And you're asking it to show you the answer through the strength of your muscles. And so there's much more detail and depth I could go into that. We don't have time today. But I want to just explain and show to you really quickly how to do a simple muscle test in case you want to start using this as your second opinion or just as a way to start to align with your intuition and that subconscious and your higher self. So you take your pinky and your thumb together. And I always joke because my ring finger does this weird like raptor thing. And some people's does that and some people's does not. So pinky and thumb come together to create a loop. And think of this as a circuit, like of electricity. And just like we have these circuits in our house that create lights, and the light bulb goes on when the circuit is connected, and the light bulb goes off when the circuit is broken. So right now we have a strong circuit with the pinky and the thumb of either hand connected. And then you take your pointer finger of the other hand and just slide it into that circle or circuit that you've just created, and you'll ask a question. And so when you ask the question, you're going to try to break this connection. And if that circuit, that connection between the pinky and the thumb breaks, then there is a weak muscle response, and that is equal to no or false in your body. If it stays strong, the energy is still flowing, and that would be a yes or a true in your body. And so I like to also test this just to make sure my body is responsive to this muscle testing by saying something I already know. And my go-to is always my name. So I say my name is Sarah, and I try to break this. And for those of you watching on video, you can see my finger will not break. Now, if I said my name is Joe, which is my brother's name, my fingers easily break. And just my finger goes right through that circuit. The circuit is broken. And so that's the basis of it in 2 minutes of an explanation. But how do we use this to make decisions? Well, I'll take my hands like this. And the beautiful thing about this type of muscle testing, because there's many types, is that you can easily just do it under a table discreetly. If you ever want to ask a question to the universe, to your subconscious, without being like super obvious about it to everyone around you, you could. I've done it like at a restaurant under the table before. So what you'll do is you'll ask a question, and a yes or no question or a true or false question. And it should also be about the present. It should not necessarily be like future telling, right? Because the future is ever evolving and changing, and our choices help determine that future. And so an example of a question might be about a symptom in your body. So maybe you're experiencing a lot of pain in your digestive system and your gut, and you want to understand, you know, why, what is the root of this pain? And so then I can make an intuitive decision on what to do next, how to heal. And so I might ask this question: is the root of this digestive pain leaky gut? Yes, I got a yes. So I know I still struggle with some leaky gut. I've done a lot of gut healing, I'm still working on it. So what we would do is go, okay, so leaky gut. And then you might ask, okay, so is this brand of probiotics going to be one that supports my body? Yes or no? And start to make intuitive decisions in that way. So that's number two. Muscle testing or applied kinesiology, super, super freaking helpful. I am completely obsessed, and I've heard so many women, after teaching them this method, come back and say, holy fucking shit, because they didn't know their body was so powerful, and that they could communicate with their body in such a clear, concise way and get answers from their body. So this is a really beautiful thing to implement into your healing just as a whole as well. The third way that I like to channel my intuition in order to receive answers in this really divine download type of way is automatic writing. So I will take my piece of paper and a blank piece of paper, and I'll grab my pen. And at the top of the page, I'll ask my question. My question might be, divine universe, I need help, or I need guidance on which program to launch next for the autoimmune tribe. Like, what do these women need? What solutions do I have to their problems? And how can I make that super crystal clear and easy yes for people to sign up? And at the top of my page, I'll write something along those lines, just short, sweet, simple, doesn't have to be complicated. Please help me and guide me into what to host next. And I like to close my eyes for at least a minute, just to still my body, not completely still your thoughts, because I don't know if that's possible unless you've reached enlightenment, but to at least calm down the chatter and ground my energy. Then I'll open my eyes back up, and sometimes I don't even look at the page as I'm writing, and it gets really sloppy sometimes. My handwriting changes, and all these very organic things happen on the page, and I'll just write. And without control, and that's where most people have a problem, is they want to control the answers that they're writing. But if you can truly release control over that and just let your thoughts flow onto the page, then you can receive answers from your higher self. So if the case were that you were asking, hey, what program does this community need? You might end up writing all sorts of things and it might not be the name of the program or something super crystal clear, but afterwards, and with practice, you eventually start to see, like, oh my gosh, it's so obvious to me now. It's right there on the paper. My body knew it all the time, because your body already has the answers. Moving on to the fourth way. Any questions, just let me know. The fourth way that I make intuitive decisions is to meditate. And there's different types of meditation that we can experience, and you've probably experienced. When I am meditating with the intention of receiving intuitive downloads, I will typically do a specific one. And I will sit up tall in a cross-legged seat, and I like to rest my hands palms face up on my thighs, because palms up is this open receiving energy. And I am ready to receive these answers. I am ready to receive this guidance from the universe. So I'm palms face up to the sky, and I close my eyes. And I just do a simple visualization of light sourcing. What that means is that I visualize with my eyes closed, so it's more like a movie playing out in your third eye, this white light coming from the sky or whatever is above me, and then the crown of my head almost like opening up like a doorway. And all of this white light coming in through my crown chakra, through the crown of my head, top of my skull, and into my body, and filling my body up. And I see that as all of this information, this energy, this source. And as that fills my body, I feel whole and I feel loved and I feel comforted and held in this sacred container of light. And then I simply ask my question, Divine Universe. Again, maybe it's about the program I'm trying to launch or thinking about launching next. What am I meant to do next? What would you have me do? What would you have me say? What would you have me create? And then I allow myself to sit there. And it's not always clear words or a clear feeling. Sometimes it is. Sometimes it's just clues. But intuition leaves clues. And if you're open to seeing those clues, you will receive those clues, you will start to see them. And sometimes it's just an image that pops into my mind. Sometimes it's a feeling. Sometimes it's like, oh, Sarah, what did you just go through in your own healing? Okay, yep, you need to teach that. And so there's all these clues that I get. And I do this from anywhere from 5 minutes to 30 minutes, as long as it takes for me to really feel like I've gotten those answers. And I open my eyes. And oftentimes I'll write down on a piece of paper afterwards just to make sure those thoughts don't go too far away. Because sometimes in this meditative state, my body, it's kind of like the yoga high. Have you guys ever felt a yoga high, like a meditation high? And I want to make sure that those thoughts stay with me. So I will write them down. I'll put them on a piece of paper. And I just allow myself to sit there and read over it again and see what clues are there to help me make this decision. So those are four simple ways to make decisions the intuitive way and to tap into your higher self, to allow your intuition to speak through you and allow yourself to feel grounded, confident in the decisions that you are actually making. With that, I want to invite you to Intuitive Soul School. Intuitive Soul School is 5 weeks this time around, so I've added a bonus week, and there are 5 modules that are released and 5 practice sessions that you are invited to. The 5 modules cover content like the clairs. I mentioned those previously, and they are these different types of psychic senses we have. It is all those clear knowing, clear seeing, clear feeling, clear seeing, and that clear feeling, that clear emotion, that clear sensation is also AKA an empath, which I know many, many of you resonate with. When we understand what the clairs are, and then we also understand the basic 7 chakras, chakra system in the body, that creates this foundation for us to tap into our intuitive selves, to unlock this power within us, which then leads us into module 2, which is how to strengthen the intuition. So here we have this framework, this foundation to work off of, and this understanding. Now, what are the actual tools we can use to strengthen it? And I've heard so many women say that they feel closed off to their intuition, or they don't know how to tap into it, or they don't think they have it. But I'm here to tell you that you absolutely freaking have it. Are you ready to open it? Are you ready to take that journey? That's the question I want you to ask yourself. And then module 3 is all about intuition versus fear, which again, I think a lot of us have a trouble distinguishing. So we're going to get really clear on how to distinguish that so that when you are making decisions, you know whether that's fear in your body or intuition in your body. And then how to protect your energy. And this was one of the favorite modules of the first round of Intuitive Soul School, because so many people come to this program feeling like the wounded empath or the wounded healer who feels broken and like they can't trust the world because they've tried, they've put themselves out there and it was fucking scary and they got hurt and their energy was depleted and their bucket is empty. There's nothing left. And so what we're doing is not only learning how to trust ourselves again, but protecting our energy so that you can go out into the world and feel like, oh, I know and I have the tools, I have the skills to protect my energy so that I can feel comfortable and actually excited about opening my intuition and not in this fear state. Which leads us to module 4, which is how to utilize your intuition and put it into action. And that's going to be different for each and every one of us. Some of us want to use our intuition to help intuitively guide our clients. Maybe you want to host a healing session in your future and take on your own clients to intuitively read their energy, with permission, of course. Other people might just want to feel like they want clarity and making decisions on their health and this healing journey with chronic illness. Others of you are amazing coaches, but you're not completely connected to your intuition. There's some sort of disconnect happening there, and you want to feel connected to your intuition so that this whole business entrepreneur thing can be with more ease. That you can allow ease in and you can trust the process and you can trust your intuition and those decisions that you make intuitively. And then we are going to add an extra module on this time for those 5 weeks. And that is a surprise. I'm not revealing it until the program starts. But what I found was that many of the women wanted more. They wanted a little extra time together. And so I'm adding one more week on to this second round of Intuitive Soul School so that we can go a little bit deeper and that you can really feel held. And my role in all of this is really just to hold that space for you, to give you the knowledge and teach you, but also just to hold space in the sacred container for you to feel safe unlocking your intuition so that you can really see your true power. And you can tap into your unique superpowers, those clairs within you that are there, and then you can go out into the world and choose how to use that in whichever way you feel you want to use it. Because we all have free will in this process, and that's another thing people get scared about. They're afraid, am I just going to start hearing voices? No, there's free will. You are going to start to receive and kind of, I'm seeing this vision right now in front of me, of this wall crumbling. And so many of you have this wall up. But when that wall crumbles, you, as a human being, get to choose what then you allow in. What are you allowing into your space? What are you allowing into your energy? And it's only going to be what you are ready for. What is divine timing for you? So there's no reason to be afraid. This is a very safe, supportive community for you to try this out, for you to do something that's maybe completely outside of your comfort zone, but that can have massive results, complete transformation. And I'm gonna be posting some of the testimonials from women from our first round of Intuitive Soul School. And when you read these testimonials, you'll see that there are words like life-changing, transformational, and they're never going to be the same. Because once you've unlocked this and you've connected to your intuition, you're not going to want to go back to this closed-off brick wall hiding behind this. You're going to want to be connected to your intuition, and you're going to want to keep digging deeper because it is your higher self, and those answers are already there. So this is a safe place to practice. We're also going to have practice sessions where we get into small groups and it's a very, very literal practice session where we practice reading energy. I ask a question, you intuitively tap into my energy and you give me advice, a suggestion, guidance, an answer, whatever comes through to you. And it does not have to be perfect. And that is the fucking beautiful part about this, is that everyone's coming in this vulnerable space, but we're holding that space for each other. So I would love to see you in this program if you feel like you want to unlock those superpowers. If you feel like you are the empath who is wounded or afraid, like you have this brick wall in front of you and you're not letting anything in. If you're ready to let that wall down just brick by brick, not all at once, brick by brick, in a safe place, then come join us. I would love to have you, hold this space for you, and see. see what is freaking possible for you. Because who knows? In 5 weeks, you could be a completely different person who is intuitively connected to the energy around them. Yourself, your own energy, the energy of environment, of space, of your home, of individuals, your partner, your family, your friends, strangers on the street, in this really beautiful protected energy way. Not in the way that makes you feel like you're running around naked, because I know what that feels too. When you're running around naked and it's like the world could attack you at any time, that's the scared, frightened, wounded empath. What I want to teach you is how to be that empowered empath who has boundaries and is grounded as fuck. And she can take her superpowers and she can use them for her growth and her transformation in the world. So if that sounds like something that you would be excited to do with me and many other women who are already enrolled in this program, click the link below. I'll drop it into show notes and comments, or you can just go to my website, click Work with Sarah, go to Intuitive Soul School, come join us. There are 3 different options. Some of them include healing sessions with me, which I also highly recommend so that we can attune your energy and clear some of the past baggage and traumas that maybe you're holding on to in your life, and you can understand your own energy. And once you understand your own energy, there's this awareness. There's this enlightenment. Your eyes begin to open and they're never going to want to close again. I hope you guys will join me. Thanks so much for listening tonight. Hope these resources have been helpful for you, and I'll talk to you soon.